It is mentioned in Al-Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And when they stand up for salah, they therefore unwillingly do it for show. In Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it is mentioned that some of the signs of laziness regarding salah include not performing salah at all, offering salah in the presence of people but not when alone, offering salah with humility and submission in the presence of others, but when a person is alone, they offer their salah quickly, and in salah, letting the mind wander here and there. So bodily, a person will be there for salah, but mentally, the person's mind is wandering into their work, their business, the stresses of life, their family, their children, their bills. How can one taste the sweetness of that salah? How can one gain that sukoon and tranquility if their mind is not in their salah? The minimum we should try to do is whatever we recite in salah, try to memorize that. Whether it's the thana, suratul fatiha, the normal surahs or ayat and verses that you recite, the tasbihat in ruku, in sujood, tashahud, durood ibrahim, etc. By doing this, whilst you are reciting, you can concentrate on the meanings of it and whether you are pronouncing each letter properly. Dawud Islami has a facility of Madrasatul Madina, specialized classes for grown-ups, males and separately for females. Take advantage of this in order to perfect your salah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.